from the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes. That's pretty good. I haven't done it in a while, guys.
I was going to say, you sound
that was
really
good.
It's a special bonus episode today, guys. There's nobody here that's normally here. We have an all-guest episode today. So what happened was I was sitting there in my meditation chamber, as I am before every show, about a week before, getting ready. I have like a Vader-like, it's like a clamshell, and it comes down, and I sit there. And it has a huge magnet on it because I have to remove this enormous head of mine, and then I expose my brain to the open air, and then I do my thinking. That's how I do my thinking. So I was in my meditation chamber, and I get three texts this week from Raul, from Eduardo, and from Anita, all saying, hey, I have this week off. And I said, well, you know what we could do? Since we can't all fit on a regular episode, why don't I just have the three of you come in, and we'll do a special episode with all guests. So it's like an all-guest co-host episode. Ooh. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey. So you know Eduardo. Hello. Say hello, Eduardo.
Hello.
You know Anita.
Hey.
And you know Raul.
Hey, people.
From all these episodes. And you guys all made your first appearances this year, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Eduardo was last year?
I was last year.
Okay. But you've all been on the show this year. And in the, yeah. If only Roxy wasn't in Hawaii, we could have had an all...
Guess oh, so. She's in Hawaii?
Yeah. But you know what the nice thing is, people? Look around you. What's missing?
White person.
Yes, exactly. We did it, guys. We did it. We did it.
Fight the power.
It's not just a motto, guys. And I can't wait to see Justine, Jake, and because they don't know we're doing this. Justine, Jake, and Patrick, when they walk, their faces are just like, he wasn't kidding the whole time. You can be replaced. I can do it at the drop of a hat. Keep messing with me. John stays because he's Irish. All right. So,
yeah, we all love John. Yeah,
I was like, Justine does not count.
Yeah, Justine doesn't count. But she, you know what? She sold out. She sold out.
How?
She
Patrick.
Didn't. Patrick, yeah. Oh. See, when we do it, Raul, it's okay.
Oh, it's like a victory.
It's like capturing a pawn. But every time they get one of ours, they're like, nope, no.
Oh, haters are going to hate.
Haters are going to hate. As and that's all I do is hate, hate, hate.
And you just said that out loud.
So what's that?
I said what you just
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You said it out loud.
Yeah, I did. That's what the podcast is for. All the stuff I should keep to myself just goes out into people's houses. Just spills out into people's ear holes. Welcome, guys. Well, this is so much fun. Because it is nice to just kind of have a fresh set of faces. Not that I don't like everybody who's here all the time, but it's nice. You know, different people to bounce things off of. I like two of the three of you that are here today, so that helps a lot.
That always helps, yeah. Doesn't it? Bounce. Well, we feel the same way.
But the third person won't know that I don't like them. I'll never tell them. That's not how I operate.
It's okay. I'm okay with it.
It's not you. It's not you.
You just want them to try harder. So you
exactly.
<don't tell> them.
See, you get it, Anita. Why don't Jake and Patrick get it? Just try harder. It's all I want. Minimal effort.
Man.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, anyway, thank God you guys are here. All right. It's great. So Raul and I wanted to talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, we wanted to talk a little bit about Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. We both got a chance to visit in this past week. Shout out to my friend Martin, former co-host Martin, signed me in with his family.
Nice.
And then my wife was able to join me because she has a pass. And we went last Thursday. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to see this till like September, October.
Talking like next year even.
Yeah.
And that one podcast we did, we were thinking there's no way we're going to get a chance to go in.
No crowds.
None.
We went like on a Thursday night. I went after work. We got there at like 7 o'clock. It was light on Main Street.
Really empty. Everywhere, not just the Galaxy's Edge. It's almost everywhere.
It reminded me of the early days of the annual pass when there was one and it was $300, and not everybody had it. And you would walk in on like a Tuesday, after school had started, like a Tuesday in October.
Yeah,
that's what it reminded
there.
Me of. There was nobody, and so we got into Galaxy's Edge. That seemed to be where most of the crowd was headed. But once we were in, it wasn't that crowded.
At all. It was a lot more spacious than I would have imagined. I think that helps a lot.
Well, it helps when people are only taking pictures in front of the Millennium Falcon, yeah. and that's all you know about Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
You expected it to be tiny. And I even said last week, I said, I suspect that there's really not a lot to see or do.
Right.
But if you're a Star Wars nerd like you and I...
There is a thousand things to do there.
A ton of detail.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you're right, because I think that contributed a lot to why the crowds are low there, because unless you're a Star Wars fan, you probably don't know what to do there. You'll see one picture of the Millennium Falcon, maybe hit the ride, get a drink, something, or eat, and then out.
Some blue milk.
Yeah, some blue milk.
That line for the blue milk was long.
It was the first time. That was, it the second
those
time?
Those were churro-level lines.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's plenty to do, though.
By the way, I was at Dodger Stadium last night. They have a churro guy now. Walking around, I had never seen the churro guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right to your seat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does he have that little whistle like
Did
the
you
old
have one?
Ones?
No, I'm diabetic.
I know. I got really nervous right now.
I saved all my carbs.
I'm diabetic. I have them.
I saved all my carbs for. Well, I don't have a death wish, Raul. Not all of us have death. Not all of us live dangerously.
Not all of us are on full blown insulin. Is
yeah,
that
yeah,
what it
yeah.
is?
I'm trying to avoid that. So
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
eat
I would the, recommend. Yeah, not yeah, eating so, the churros.
I mean, I guess that is one way to look at it. I go, if I control my insulin, then I can. Have, but no, I saved all my carbs for the Dodger dogs. That's what I do when I go. I save for the Dodger dogs.
They're always worth it.
Oh, yeah. They're delicious. So I have not tried the food at Galaxy's Edge. Was it good? Did you try anything?
I did. I went to one of the restaurants, and they had a nice little selection. Asian food mixed with a bunch of other stuff. But I had some, like, shrimp salad. My daughter had a regular mac and cheese kind of thing going on.
Was it as good as the food in California Adventures?
It was. It was good.
California
I was
Adventures.
Actually impressed at how good it was.
Yeah, because California Adventures has the best
food.
They do.
Where are you talking about in California Adventure?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere has way better food. And you know what's weird? We went to the Alani a couple of years ago. It's been 5 years now.
Oh, wow. You went there?
Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know what's weird? The French fries, exactly the same that they serve at all of the Disney. Like when you go to like Tomorrowland or Hungry Bear and you get the burger, it's those exact fries. They had bomb like coconut shrimp. It was so good. I was like, this is way better than any food at Disneyland. And then the French fries were the exact same French fry.
Wow.
It is weird. Being
they
like,
must have
being like a
company.
Thousand, yeah, being like 1,000 miles. It all comes out of the commissary.
Yeah.
But you think, okay, they're
they
in,
ship it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they're
they shipping it from Disneyland.
That's what I mean. That's what I thought. I was like, they're 1,000 miles away. They got to have their own commissary here. Nope. They get the fries from somewhere in Anaheim or Florida.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
The one thing I didn't have, though, at the Galaxy's Edge was alcohol. I wanted to have a drink at the bar.
We did not go in the cantina. I don't know why I said cantina. We did not go in the cantina. We did not go. I did not build a lightsaber.
No. Again, too expensive.
I went into the droid factory. That looked pretty cool.
It is cool.
What, how much are those? $100
each.
Wait, did they didn't have drinks? They didn't have any alcoholic drinks
there? Oh, no, they do. All over. But I wanted to go into the cantina to get that kind of like a Mos Eisley feel, you know.
I didn't go in. Is that what it felt like?
I didn't go in. I didn't go in either. The line for that one was the longest out of everything. It was longer than the line for, well, it wasn't as long as Smuggler's Run, but it was pretty long. So I didn't want to wait it out. Plus, I had my daughter. She is like, let's go here, let's go
there, kind
of stuff going on.
I'll go back one day in the off season and explore.
I'll try and go back this week or next.
But it blew me away. It exceeded my expectations. I was expecting to be underwhelmed.
I was too.
Especially as a Star Wars fan, and especially given their track record lately with Anaheim stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're just going to slap a new coat of paint and go, hey, guess what? It's a new ride.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, do you remember when... Cars Land opened up.
That was awesome.
That was crazy, that whole place.
Yep.
The lines were super long. You couldn't get on the racer thing forever.
Yeah.
I was anticipating something like that. And then you walk in now, and it's like, wow. I did Smuggler's Run for 3 or 4 times.
I think it's a combination of people wanting to stay away because they think it's going to be crowded. And I also think a lot of people like Eduardo just realized $1,000 is a lot to pay to go to Disneyland.
It is.
Especially if you don't have that. If you have other things, you're paying your student loans back, or you've got bills, or you just started your job.
And to make it worse, I don't know if you noticed this, if you renewed your annual pass, but when I did, I usually get the deluxe, and that would pretty much limit you to weekdays during the summertime. This time on this year, I had to get signature because the Deluxe wouldn't let you in at all in the month of July into Disneyland.
Wow.
At all. You know, no
That's
matter
the
what.
One I have.
Yeah,
that's the one
so I
had.
Went last week before.
I could skip July though.
I could too, and that's what I thought about it. But you know what? I didn't know what to anticipate for Star Wars on. I didn't know what it was going to be like, so I went and bit the bullet.
I could skip July because July is usually when it starts to warm up, and then I'm like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah,
as a fat guy, July, August, or like July, August, September are really bad.
October.
October can, you know, around Halloween. It starts to, why is it the week of Halloween? It's always freezing cold.
Yeah.
Like the week before Halloween, you're like, oh, it won't be bad when I wear this little French maid outfit. And then boom.
You wear a French maid outfit?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of French maids. I couldn't remember the name of the feather duster in Beauty and the Beast. I was trying to go for that. What was her name? The one Lumiere is making out with. I forgot. So no annual pass. Anita, you renewed your annual pass this year?
I purchased one in like the beginning of the year and I got the deluxe that he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't renewed yet, which I'm probably not going to renew after this year.
I think my daughter has the low level one because that's the one her best friend has. So like usually one of the parents will take them to Disneyland like midweek sometimes. And that's all she really needs.
Your wife and your daughter has one and you don't have one?
I know.
I just have a Knott's pass.
Knott's, baby. $99? Are you kidding me?
You have a Knott's pass? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah? Do you go a lot?
Not really, but I got it for Silk City, but I haven't gone yet.
My daughter just got one through her mom, so.
Knott's is great.
Is it?
I love Knott's because it's cheesy. I love cheesy amusement parks.
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of like it.
I haven't been in ages.
And you have, you're less likely to get stabbed by a cholo than, say, you are at Magic Mountain. The likelihood of you getting shanked at Magic Mountain are pretty...
It's pretty big.
Yeah. You just have to look at somebody the wrong way and then...
Yeah, you're done.
Yep. Edward James almost, right?
Exactly.
But, I like Magic Mountain, too. The rides there are great, but it's always, you know, it's seriously Cholo Mountain out there. I'm not even joking.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even go ahead.
Sorry, you go to Knox and you're just with a bunch of 14-year-olds. And
Well, when you were 14, that was great. I remember
when you were 14, it was awesome.
Raul, do you remember in high school they used to do, when you would have been in high school too, they had the $5 after 5?
Yep.
And you would go on like Fridays. You would just see a line of cars down Beach Boulevard, kids being dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
You go in. Oh, yeah. You smoke your clothes. You scam. Let's go scam on chicks.
And you hitch a ride back home.
And you hitch a ride. Somebody's mom will pick you up.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's mom. Yeah, so you always get a ride back home. Those were the days. Those were the days of Studio
it's crazy.
K.
How did we get away
Studio
with that
stuff? K had
yeah,
your.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was your, like your early hip hop, and maybe like your Lisa would be playing, and you had hip like a mix of hip hop and like you know the early R&B or 80s R&B, and then you had your Cloud Nine, and that was for all the goth kids.
Yep.
That's where Raul would be.
That's where I was.
That's where The Cure was. Yeah.
I was hanging out with the
Cloud
gods.
Cloud Nine Ballroom. Yep. That's
good old days.
Go out and dance and just meet. It was the place to hang out in
what
high school.
What are you talking about? Was this at Knott's?
Knott's.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been confused too.
What?
Knott's Studio K was over by the Mexican Village, and they would play like, when I hear music, it makes... They would like a club. It was like you go in, there was dancing, and then Cloud Nine was the building over by where all of the... by the parachutes, over by where all the games are.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a big building. It looked like a hangar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Cloud Nine Ballroom, and they would have like K-rock music in there, like in the 80s, and you would just go in there and like...
Where you wanted to dance. If you wanted to dance, you'd go there.
And get on a ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you didn't ride.
You didn't ride the rides if you went to the clubs. You didn't.
Okay.
No, you were just there to do that. And it was $5. It was like an underage club to get in. $5. Till midnight. It'd be like 5 to midnight.
No, we were there longer, I think. They were up
till
2.
Is that when they used to close? They used to close at like 1. I think Knott's, that was the thing. Knott's would close later. That was their thing.
That was another thing, yeah.
That was their thing. We only have one roller coaster. They had the Corkscrew and Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And they got a lot, though, don't they?
That's all. They're intertwined. There's so many coasters, they just stack them. They're intertwined.
Oh, really? So you get mixed in with other ones?
Yeah, a couple of them go through the legs of, like, the really tall. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just an accident waiting to happen. That's another reason I like knots. There's an element of danger you don't get at Disneyland.
No.
Yeah, when I'm on one, I'm like, oh, I'm going to hit that tree. Oh, I'm going to hit the other ride. Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
And Eduardo is not a tall guy. Like, imagine me sitting in. You can still get on Jaguar, the big cat of coasters. Wow. It's like the slowest.
It just sounds wrong when he does it, doesn't it?
Jaguar, the big cat of coasters.
He's going to half-hawk a loogie.
It is cool because it's cool because you're in an Aztec pyramid.
All right.
That's the line cue. Yeah.
Right.
But it's so slow. It's like it's basically like the tram. At the Disneyland parking lot tram on.
So you're just taking a tour.
Elevated. Yeah.
It's like your tour of knots. Hey, there's that.
Yeah, I can't handle fast rides anymore. I got to take motion sickness pills before I go.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do those rides. That's another reason why I don't do Magic Mountain. Last time I was at Magic Mountain, I did Goliath, and I think I had a panic attack going up that thing. Because
really?
It goes up so slow.
It takes
and
forever.
You get up there so flipping high, and there's only that bar that's holding you in. And I'm thinking, I'm going to die if I just step one way or the other.
Yeah, the first time I went on that, I like leaned forward to look. And then since the wind is pushing me, like I can't push back up to my seat. So I thought I was going to fall off.
Yeah. I'll tell you what cured me. Nicole and I used to love roller coasters. We did the slingshot at the fair, like that whole thing with they shoot you up in the air. When they did whichever the new drop, the last drop ride, they did at Knott's. The tall one that replaced the parachutes.
Oh, yeah.
When they locked me in, I'm a big guy. They locked me in, and I was between two of the notches, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like, it locked, but it didn't, like, they needed to push it, pull it up.
So
when I got up to the top, I'm waiting, and I'm up there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. As we dropped, it opened, like, it went up like a whole, like a whole thing. Like, I thought it opened. I was like, oh, this is it. Like, yeah. After that, I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with roller coasters. Yeah, I really thought I was gonna die. I was like, "Oh, this is it," because it went up like a full, No, I don't know.
Yeah, don't blame me. I would have tapped out after.
Yeah, that's it. Now I'm like Jaguar, the big cat of coasters.
I will get on anything, but I definitely am one of those people who I'm like checking everything before we take off. Like, I need to not be able to breathe if it's like the bar. I don't want to be able to breathe. I want to feel safe.
You want a cat suit. You want a space suit.
I need to know if something goes down, I'm going down with the car. Like, I'm not gonna fly.
I'm not going down alone. I'm taking you with me.
Down with the ship.
I fell on Ghost Rider. The bar, you know how they put it down?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I went with a friend who's bigger than me.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, and you got all that play.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you have all kinds of play.
I'm, like, going up and down like crazy, and he had to, like, push me down. My ass hurt so much after that ride.
That was like me and my daughter remember when they would do one bar on Big Thunder Mountain?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm
they still do on Big Thunder.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot 200 plus, and here's my little 15-pound daughter, and we'll put her next to me, and she's sliding all over and, like, holding on for dear life, you know?
Oh,
so,
that's crazy.
They got to think about stuff like that. Guys, let's think. Well, let me ask you guys this. Is there a ride you absolutely will not do? Is there a ride where you guys say, I will not ride that ride? There's no...
Anything at Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
Really?
Anything at Magic Mountain.
Yeah, Magic Mountain's starting to scare me. I used to be able to do it.
You get to a certain age and those things... Yeah, they're not fun anymore.
Like, I got to be standing up and I'm going to be spinning around in the air? Nope, I'm good. God made me 5'2". He said, nope, don't go up.
What about you?
I will get on anything as long as it's not like a carnival ride. If it's at the fair, you can break it down and put it back together. That bothers me.
That's the element of danger we're all looking
for.
No. But I'll get on pretty much anything as long as it's not like a fair ride.
I'll get on anything, but then if it's a roller coaster, like you said, and it's that slow ascent, on the way up, I am contemplating my life choices at that moment. I'm like, what am I doing here? I could be down there. Look at those people looking up. I could be one of them, safe and sound, down on the ground. What about you, Rawl? So nothing at Magic Mountain?
Definitely nothing at Magic Mountain. But if I were to do anything like Disneyland, I can do the roller coaster, the Screamin'.
The Incredicoaster.
I can do that because it's fast. You don't have to. It's like that. There's no slow ascent stuff going on there. But I can't do Galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Oh, you can't?
That one's fun. No.
I can't do that one. I do
too much
not.
Of a drop?
It is. It's just, no, I can't do it.
I can't eat before I go or after, but I can do it.
Ugh, no way. Mm-mm. I'm out.
I can't do the Ferris wheel.
Really? I can do the Ferris wheel.
That goes like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the one with those cards, the cards that slide in between?
Yeah. That's the only ride I threw up after.
You threw up?
Mm-hmm. So it's the throwing up and not so much the, you're scared of it. Yeah. Okay. I respect that. But yeah, I've never puked on a ride. A ride's never made me puke. Anybody?
Hey, nope.
No. Just a Ferris wheel.
Just like, right. Where did you puke?
you know where they have the Toy Story? Right. Toy Mania?
Yeah.
There's like restrooms right behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right back there, huh?
Yeah.
did the people hear you?
I hope not.
That's you know that we've talked about that on the show. That's the noise you always make. Because it gets you by surprise. The first one's like. And then the second one is always you trying to talk. Like, someone's like. You okay, man? I'm okay. It's okay. Nobody believed me. My friend, I used to do that to my friend. And he never believed me until we came out of a Beastie Boys concert, and there was a guy being—he was so drunk he was being wheeled to his car.
Oh my god!
And so drunk he was, and they wheeled him to his car, and he fell in the, like he fell getting into like so he's in the gutter between the curb and his car. And someone went to reach, like, let me help you up, bro. No, I got it. And he actually, and then my friend was laughing so hard we couldn't move. He was laughing so hard. And the guy actually did a thing I never heard. He actually, his pitch.
His
no, his pitch went up. He was like, like, oh my God. I was dying. It was the best. It sounded like a Jetsons car. Meet Georgia Finn. Yeah, that's great. So, Star Wars. So, Galaxy's Edge.
Go check it out. All right. That's what we were talking about.
Go check it out.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, how many? I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to spoil it for you guys. Is there anything you want to know?
They already told me at work.
Okay, they did. So. Anita, is there anything you want to know? Or do you not care? You're not a Star Wars guy?
I mean, no, not really. I've never seen the movies, so I don't really have anything to relate.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I know. I know a lot of people. I've my family.
Any of them?
It's not that I don't want to. I've just never.
Any of them?
What? No.
Are you caught up with the Digital Movie Club? Because you'll eventually get to it.
Am not. No, I'm not caught up.
You got to watch Zardoz, though.
I'm trying to not, like,
oh god,
purchase things, and a lot of the things on there you have to purchase. So
here's the thing
waiting.
About Zardoz. It's going to make you appreciate Star Wars when you finally see it. Because Zardoz is like a good example of what sci-fi, just like Raul
sci-fi
gave us
porn.
Logan's Runs. Logan's Runs. What happens when Logan...
He gets the runs.
Yeah, what happens when Logan eats chilaquiles? Logan Runs. Yeah, no, it's one of those movies that definitely made me. You know what I was thinking of when I'm going to end up repeating this joke on the regular show, but I think I told you on the phone. I was like, somebody looked at Planet of the Apes and said, you know what it needs? More sex.
That's what Zardoz
is. That's exactly what Zardoz is. Somebody looked at Planet of the Apes and said, yeah. Yeah, more sex. Yeah.
So, are you a sci-fi fan?
Yeah.
Overall? That's why I'm blown away you've never seen any of the Star Wars.
So I listened to another podcast and...
What?
I know, right? How dare I? But they were, this guy on there who's black was saying, like, you know, like, it may be a cultural thing. He's like, I know a lot of people...
Are you talking about PJ?
Who... No.
Shout out to PJ and Brent.
It was just like, we've never... I don't know. I don't think it ever, like, crossed over. Like, it never really meant anything.
There was a huge generational gap after.
Yeah. Well, we're Mexican, so we shouldn't be liking either. We just thought Chewie was Mexican. We're like, dude, this guy's brown.
Chewie.
His name's Chewie. He's brown.
We got Oscar Isaac now.
Yeah, he's wearing bullets. I mean, this all looks familiar. He's hairy.
Jesus.
The white guy's telling him what to do. He's riding shotgun in a Falcon. This all looks familiar to us.
It does.
But yeah, maybe it's cultural. But
I think it's a little cultural.
You think it's cultural, or do you think
I do.
I think it is. Reading sci-fi novels, like, it's so weird reading people's interpretation of the future, or just like, yeah, it's just weird.
Because it's always like white people's interpretation.
Yeah, like, I was reading.
That's a good point.
Have you guys read 2001 Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I read that one, then I read Childhood's End by the same guy.
Arthur C. Clarke.
Yeah, And there was one part where he's talking about, like, how the future, like, everyone, like, there's no more racism and stuff. And there was one paragraph where I was just like, okay, where he's just like, yeah, black people can't feel superior anymore. They have nothing else to, like,
what?
Make an excuse. And I was just like, I'll bring you the book. I'll bring you a board game night. And I was just like,
That's a racist comment.
I was just like, that's cool.
It's cool you feel that way, racist dude. Well, that was the thing about Star Trek that Star Trek tried to do.
Yeah.
Gene Roddenberry was like, look, in the future, we're all going to be, you know, they're not even going to comment. So you had Uhura, a black female on the bridge, and nobody ever commented about it. She did her job, you know what I mean? And then you had like a Russian dude at the weapons console. You had an Asian American. Look, what did I tell you guys? Patrick's outside making. Why is he here at 11:52? That's what I want to know.
He's early.
No, let's see. There, you got to be one step ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean white people. Eduardo's nodding. But that was Roddenberry's idea that we were going to do like a true.
Right.
It'll be a true vision of the future, even though there's no Mexicans on the Enterprise. I mean, I don't know if anybody's.
Yeah,
there
but in most sci-fi, there's not a lot of.
Yeah.
Representations.
Like, exactly.
It doesn't transfer over, because I can tell you, I've seen quite a bit of sci-fi movies, but my family, like, none of them have, and I promise you, none of them has ever seen Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to have a film festival.
It is. Absolutely.
But here's the thing, in what Anita just said, name some science fiction characters in major franchises that aren't white.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
We can all name Luke, Leia, Han Solo.
Right. And Wardo, you hit on a good point, because a lot of the original sci-fi stuff were based on novels that were pretty Eurocentric, to mm-hmm. be honest with you.
Well, Heinlein, like the guy who wrote Starship Troopers, he was very, very, very right wing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, it's always like, hey, this is our future, and, you know, here's what we're going to do. So that could be, that's an interesting point, Anita.
Yeah.
So let's try to watch more sci-fi, okay?
we'll lend you the Blu-ray.
Yeah, someone lend it to me. I'll totally
I'll give you the Blu-ray. I'll let you borrow it. Yeah.
There we go. That sounded like a euphemism. I'll lend you the Blu-ray. I don't know what that means. So since they're here and they're waiting, let's get started with I promise Anita, you've missed out. We have not done this. We usually do this with our guests. I don't think we did it for Eduardo.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
Choose one,
yeah. Yes. We did it for you. Did mm-hmm. we do it for you, Raul?
Never done it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Good.
Okay, here we go.
Only one.
Well, that could look really bad for me. I could look like a sci-fi writer right there. So what we're going to do is we're going to score this game. You guys are going to hold up a card, and there's an either or on there. And you're just going to tell us which one you prefer. But don't tell us before we all get a chance to kind of confer and vote. And then we'll score it. And we'll see who knows each other best.
All right.
So let me really quickly just write down our names. We have Eduardo. We have Anita. We have Raul. And then I'm going to put myself. I'm not going to use the cards, but since everybody here pretty much knows. But I will be participating in the game, all right? And the winner gets a dip in the old prize box, all right? That's what the prize box is here for. All right. Eduardo, let's start with you, sir. What do you got?
Onions or garlic?
Ooh, onions or garlic. Anita, do you have a guess?
Garlic.
Anita says garlic. I'll say garlic. Raul?
Garlic.
It's garlic.
Yay! So we all get a point except for Ed. Poor Ed. Anita! What do you got?
We have Nightmare About Falling or Nightmare About Being Chased.
I'm going to say Falling.
Is it which you prefer, which one you have?
Which I would prefer.
Or which you have, I think. It could be that, too. Which do you have most?
Oh, which do I have most?
Mm-hmm. You could do it that way. Whichever way you want to do it. Which way are you going to go?
I would go with prefer, because I can't remember which one I have most.
Prefer.
Oh, then I'm going to say chase, because you already told us about your roller coaster anxiety.
Prefer.
I'm going to say falling.
I'm going to say chase.
I'm going to say chase.
Falling.
Oh, what? Wow. Look at him.
Eduardo with the point.
Every time I'm chasing a dream, I can't like run fast enough, and yeah. it, That's just scary. I'm like running in slow motion. And it's
falling always. You never hit the ground, so I guess that's true.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, you're just flying with less style.
I hit the ground once in one of my falling
dreams. Did you really?
Yeah. Got back up.
Wow, that's weird.
I know.
What do you got, Raul?
What the hell? Flamingo or ostrich?
Flamingo.
Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Flamingo.
What a...
What?
Go ahead, Eduardo with the point. Eduardo.
In the lead.
Eduardo with the lead. That's right.
Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse.
Wow. We're getting our asses creamed.
Well, we're answering like a grown-ass man would
That's
answer
true.
This
problem.
That's true. Anita, what do you got, kid?
So rude. Sorry. Puppet show or balloon artist?
Oh, balloon artist.
Balloon artist.
I'm going to go balloon artist.
Balloon artist.
We know a balloon artist, don't we, Anita?
Do you?
We do.
Nice.
Do we?
And we do.
Oh, we do.
You don't know who it is?
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Roll.
Dressed all in white, dressed all in black.
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 Always bet on black.
Always bet on black.
Yeah.
Always.
Thank you, Wesley Snipes. He got me that point. So we had Eduardo with 4, Anita with 3, me with 3, Raul with 2.
I'm the old man, remember?
Eduardo.
Bacon or cheese?
Ooh.
Cheese.
That's a weird choice.
It is a weird choice.
I'm going to say bacon.
I'm going to go cheese.
It's cheese.
Hey. Always cheese.
You're cheese. All right, I dropped. I'm tied with Raul for last place. Anita.
Oh, rainbows or unicorns? It's a really hard one.
I'm going to say rainbows.
I'm going to go rainbows also.
I'm going to go unicorns.
Unicorns.
Wow.
You can ride a unicorn. You can't ride a rainbow.
Yeah, but would you want to?
Yeah. It has a horn. You just charge
you,
people.
You can taste a rainbow. I know
you
that.
Can taste a unicorn, but it'd be weird.
Yeah, since they don't exist. All right. Raul.
Tent or RV?
RV.
RV.
I want to say tent because that would be my choice. I'm going to go with tent.
You're going to go tent?
Mm-hmm.
RV.
I don't think I got one wrong so far.
No, you're 6 for 6.
Right now.
All right. Eduardo.
Christmas or Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween.
Christmas.
It's Halloween.
Who likes Halloween better? What is wrong with you guys?
I'm in my family, is a Christmas family, so I'm like...
Anita gets
a
point.
You had to be a rebel.
Raul gets a point. Anita, you're only off by one.
Should have picked 10. Mm-hmm. But, okay.
No. All right, Anita.
Ooh, brand new or broken in?
Broken in.
Brand new.
I'm going to go with broken in.
Brand new.
Dang it.
Raul, I dropped to last place. I don't know any of you. And I'm the one friend you all have in common. All right.
Recording of a live concert or album of greatest hits?
I'm going to say live show.
I'm going to go live.
I'm going to go album.
Live.
Sorry, Eduardo.
Ooh.
Finally knocked off his pedestal.
Yep. All right, Eduardo.
Fruits or vegetables?
Fruits. You're Latino. We only eat fruit.
Yeah. Oh, fruits.
Yeah.
Everybody got that one? All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Who is next? Anita.
Lovely heels name. Or flats? I love how I keep getting the ones that are...
I did that on purpose, randomly.
I see you as flats.
Flats.
You're a sensible girl. You're going to go flats.
Flats.
But you look great in heels, by the way.
Thank you.
Trying not to get Anita to punch me. All right. Eduardo got one. I got one. Oh, now we're all tied. We're all tied up.
Or is that French toast or French fries?
French fries.
I'm going to say fries, Mr. Carbs over there.
I'm going to go fries.
You're all wrong. French toast.
I almost said toast.
I'm a diabetic. Like it's all sweets for us.
I didn't think about that.
He had breakfast.
I was not a sweets guy. I was a carb guy. All right. We're tied 7 with how many left? 2? 3 left?
I got 5 left.
Yeah, 5 left.
Oh, you guys have 5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, because there's... Okay. Eduardo!
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah, you're a good human being.
There's only one answer to that question.
And it is dogs.
Cats are
dogs.
Evil.
Cats are evil.
They are. They also steal your soul. They steal souls. All right. Anita.
Here we go. Mixing it up. Boxers or briefs? I got the unicorn and the rainbow and the heels and the flats. So now I get the boxers.
I apologize to Anita's parents. I'm gonna say you. No girl wants to see a guy in tighty whities.
I agree. I'm gonna go boxers.
Boxers.
I'll go briefs.
Briefs.
Ew. Oh.
Boxers are so gross.
Boxers. Why?
Are for the ladies.
Do you know the difference?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So somehow Eduardo, because he wears tighty whities, gets that.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. That's a whole other thing.
All right. Soup or salad?
Salad.
Soup.
Salad.
Nobody likes soup.
Soup.
Soup. What?
Gazzle. You said you ate a salad when you went to Disneyland. Why?
I did.
That doesn't mean he liked
it. But I would have preferred soup. All
right. Yes. Eduardo. Eduardo takes the lead again.
Gosh. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Mountains.
Beach.
Did you choose Mario?
I said beach. Oh, Raul said beach.
It's beach.
Anita said mountains. Anita drops back. Raul and I are tied with Eduardo. All right. Anita.
Airport run or helping with moving?
Airport run.
Airport run.
Airport run.
Airport run.
I use the knowledge of you not wanting to get out of your car to move the tank around when you park on the wrong side. Remember you told me that story? You wouldn't get out of your car if you use the pump on the other side.
It doesn't go. I just don't like having to hold it the whole time. It never stays.
You don't have to.
You do.
You don't. Yes, you do. I'm going to take a picture of it today. Raul.
Hug or handshake?
It depends on the girl. Yeah. Depends on the girl for Raul.
I'm going to go with hug.
I'm going to go with hug because you have a daughter.
I'm going to say hugs.
Yeah, it's hug.
Eduardo. Anita comes roaring back.
Diner or deli?
Deli.
Diner.
Diner.
It's diner.
I knew it was in my heart, and I still... Raul and I are tied with Eduardo. Anita is one pack.
Soda or pop?
Soda.
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 Yeah, we're from California. All right.
Stickers or temporary tattoos?
Ooh.
Stickers. You already have a tattoo. You don't need a temp.
I'm going to go stickers.
I'm going to go temporary tattoo.
I'm a teacher. Stickers.
Okay. Fair.
Sorry, Ed. I somehow took the lead.
Brush or comb?
Comb.
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 All right.
Eyes or lips?
Lips.
Oh. I'm trying to think of all the guys.
Eyes.
I know as Nita's dated. Oh, lips.
Eyes.
Yes.
Woo.
Really?
Yeah. That was a hard one, but yeah.
You don't kiss with your eyes, girl.
Holiday party or company picnic?
This is the last one, right? We have one more. Holiday party.
Party.
Holiday party.
Yeah.
It's time to party. All
right. Last one.
Oh, wait. I give you one.
Mercy or justice?
Justice.
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 This is the last round.
It's mercy.
Wow.
All of us were wrong. And you are too. All right. I was just saying, I would give mercy, but I know you. I've seen you play board games. Don't forget that. Anita.
Purse or backpack?
Backpack.
Backpack.
Backpack. Backpack.
Backpack. Backpack.
Yes. How's the standings, by the way?
Win. I'm up by one.
Okay.
Anita, you are in last place.
Dang it.
Followed by Raul, and then Eduardo's nipping on my heels.
Country or blues?
Blues.
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 Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so it's me, Eduardo, Anita, and then Anita and Raul are tied, actually. Good game, guys.
Wow.
Thank God I know you. I started out dismal. It was dismal.
You were doing pretty bad for a while.
Yeah. It's okay. I missed like 10 in a row, but we're good. We're good.
Do you get a prize?
No. Here's what I'm going to do since you guys are all good guests. You all get a dip in the prize box today.
Oh, how nice.
Excuse me. We don't do participation awards. He was the next winner.
Hey. As a teacher, I think that's a very noble thing.
Well, I also need to empty out that box.
That's really what it was about.
I also need to
get rid of this. It does look a little dated.
No. It's not dated. That's a Mario cube.
Or is it just used?
It's just well worn.
I have one that's the exact same one, just not as worn.
Bring it.
Okay.
Bring it.
All right.
Bring it, and we will. Before we go, we have a few minutes here, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They can wait outside. I told them 12:30, and they're 45 minutes early. They get to wait outside. But if they go to Starbucks, they better bring me one.
No.
Anyway.
They're out there right now.
Raul, what did you think of Spider-Man? Quick review. Did anyone else see it?
Nope.
Anita?
I'm going to give it a solid 8.
Oh, really?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I love Spider-Man. He's my favorite.
Yeah. I'm not going to give anything away. The only thing I didn't like is it didn't need to be out of New York. It kind of felt cheesy to me that they had to go all around the world, different places to visit. But, yeah, it was still good.
It's a class trip, baby. Class trip.
I'm okay with that.
I like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I love him. I think he's great. I like that they went back to him being a kid.
Mm-hmm. I like that they went back to him being the designer of the web.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because he's a smart kid.
Right. I like that a lot. I don't want to spoil anything, but definitely stay till the end.
That's what I've heard.
End credits.
Yeah, stay all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Toy Story 4?
Yes, I did.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I freaking can't stand... I told you this. I can't stand Pixar. Always
make
me cry. Bastards always make me cry.
They didn't make me cry this time.
Oh, I was...
I was fine until the last part.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
With the hug? I lost it there. I was like, oh.
That's where I was like, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Did you like it, Anita?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't think it was better than 3, though.
It wasn't, for a movie that was unnecessary, it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they still should have wrapped it up with 3.
We all would have been fine.
And the ending is kind of a bummer when you think about, like, it just sucked that, like, Woody just, there's spoilers, but yeah. It's like, somebody said they were angry with Bonnie because, like, why don't you play with Woody? But it's like, that's kids. Kids will have a favorite toy for, like, a week and then.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, boy, do I know that one.
Yeah. And then you're like, what? I just spent money on this.
I just spent $40 on this and you don't want to play with it anymore?
Good. I did like the addition of the little Polly Pocket character because my daughter was so into those.
She was my favorite.
Yeah, she looked like Lucy, too, from Peanuts a little bit. She looked like a little, like a tiny little Lucy. But yeah, I really like Toy Story 4. So you're going to give Spider-Man an 8. I'm going to see it today.
Mm-hmm.
I already have my tickets. I'm excited. After the podcast, I'm going to shoot down. So we'll have a review for you guys next week.
Nice.
But I don't know if the kids saw it.
They're going to see it.
Eduardo, you're seeing it today.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Anita, when are you going to see it?
To be determined.
Let me ask you guys this. Tomorrow's America's birthday. Happy birthday, America. What is your favorite, off the top of your head, what is your favorite, quote-unquote, patriotic movie? Is there a movie that you feel embodies?
Wow.
Yeah. Like The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
No, it's not that one. I have one.
What's
that? It's an old one, though. Actually, I was going to ask if you guys had done this on your digital movie.
What's that?
The Best Years of Our Lives.
We did not do that one.
Well, that's a great movie.
William Wyler. It's all about the veterans returning home
World
War II. Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Like movie that...
You think embodies something about America. It doesn't even have to be something positive.
Roots. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, Anita. I'm giving you the fist. I'm giving you the raised fist, baby. I'm raising the fist.
Rush hour.
No, I love, you know, there's movies that like kind of, you know, you could go with like something, you know, like a war movie or something. But then like to me, a movie that always gets me that way is like, I feel like Grapes of Wrath, which is a book, the novel also. But I think watching that movie really embodies, it's like the idea that, you know, what it means to be poor in this country mm-hmm. has always meant to be poor. You're at the very bottom and you're scraping a living and you're exploited. And it's like, one guy decides, you know what? I've had enough and I'm going to, you know what I mean? And you get Tom Jones' speech at the end of that, you know, is such something that, you know, people who say, you know, you should pull yourself up by your bootstraps and, you know, give yourself a better life.
You want to smack them inside
like,
their head.
Those are the kind of guys that they should get a see a speech like that and go, yes, exactly. But then they go, oh, that's socialism. And then you just want to, yeah, then that's when you want to do the Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I was just thinking about that on the way over here. Like, what movie would I recommend if you had to say, like, if you were showing somebody a friend from another country and you said, this is really what embodies, like, America, like, you know, good or bad, you know, that would be the movie I would show somebody. Mm-hmm. I would say, here you go. Watch, you know, watch this. But Best Years of Our Lives does that in a very different way.
It does.
But it's also very...
Critical.
Mm-hmm. Of which, you know, sometimes you have to be. You know, you Mr. Smith Goes to Washington is another great one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one.
You know?
Those John Ford movies are always...
There's always some little something going on with John Ford that isn't there on the surface, you know, that you don't... You have to kind of dig. Anita, you're going to stick with your original answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I mean, hey.
Maybe. That was a huge... Okay, I remember that when I was a kid. And my dad watched it. And my dad...
We all did.
Yeah. And it was like, my dad let me watch it because he's like... Yeah, this really happened. Like, this is, like, you know, my dad was like, this happened. Like, this is not made up. And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And May LeVar Burton's career.
Yeah.
Louis Gossett Jr.
And I remember being very, like, I mean, it was traumatizing when you're a little kid. You know what I mean? You're just like, wow. This, like, and my dad was like, no, this really happened. Like, you need to watch this. And, you know, my parents I remember my parents watching it.
Yeah.
It was. I remember Roots because my mom watched it, and my mom was not a person to sit down and watch TV.
We were all glued to the TV, and that was back in the day when you know, that's all you had, one episode a week, and you had to wait for it. And of course, you were all sitting there in the family room watching that.
I was probably like five when that came. When did that come out? 76?
77.
Yeah, it was the same year I saw Star Wars. I saw Roots.
Yeah.
So, To Kill a Mockingbird would be another good one.
Yeah,
that'd be another good one for me. Now
it's interesting though how we're all choosing, you know,
stuff that's critical.
So stuff that most people would not consider to be patriotic, but in our eyes, it really is a good representation of what.
I mean, we joked about it at the beginning, but I think when it's like the whole question with the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem, it means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean the same thing
mm-hmm.
to people, and using it as a form of protest, as a form of nonviolent protest. I don't understand why people have such a problem with that.
I do not
understand. That is the most benign form of protest you can take. I mean, as far I'm talking about physically.
Yeah.
Without, you're not physically threatening anyone. You're not standing in front of traffic.
Right.
And it's like every time somebody protests in this country, it's like, well, you don't do it that way. You don't stop traffic. Well, okay. So what do I do? Okay, you don't pick at this. You don't do this. Okay, then I'm going to do this one thing. It's like, no, you don't do it that way. It's like, look, you just don't want people protesting is what you don't want.
That's basically it.
You don't want people asking tough questions like
right,
this.
Right, right.
Or making...
You don't want people making other people feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't do that during... I don't want that mixed into my sports. It's like, that's the best time.
Right, right.
That's the best time.
Yeah.
Because it's infringing on your recreational time. It's forcing you to think about this situation that people have been dealing with for not 5 years, not 10 years.
Hundreds
of years. So, yeah, I tend to be more like... It's weird when because 4th of July, especially this 4th of July with everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're getting our...
July party with tanks. And
We're getting...
And gunners. And
we're getting Donnie Two Scoops, Washington, D.C. block party.
Yeah.
with tanks and, you know, and it's like... And...
Making major speeches in front of large monuments and invoking so many different...
Children locked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, there's kids in cages, and it's just like.
Hey, so to get back on it, what did you choose?
I'm Us, Get Out. Those are cool ones.
Oh, yeah.
Great choices.
Get Out is still one of the, like, that was still one of the best experiences I had in the theater.
When I was watching that movie for the first time, I remember telling my girlfriend Viv, I was like, hey, she's the only one in Jane Still. It's a metaphor. Or she's like, shut up. Or like, hey, they're all in orange jumpsuits and the window silhouette looks like a jail cell. She's like, stop. You're like, I'm getting this. It's all a metaphor. It could be anyone behind. That's why they're interchangeable.
Did you feel good? You feel smart?
That's she awesome. Hates me when I watch movies like that. She's like, please stop.
I don't need the DVD commentary. The Criterion Special Edition. I was just thinking about that. So if you think about, you know, like, because I'm a person, like, Christmas time, you want to watch Christmas movies. Mm. Halloween, you want to watch scary movies. So what do you do, like, independent? Like, what are movies? Like, if you watch Independence Day on Independence Day, I just want to slap you, first of all.
That's horrible.
Anybody movie. That watches that movie. I hate that movie.
Am do I you wrong? Do that for all the holidays? Because I actually do it for a lot of different holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it for, like, Veterans Day, Memorial Day. Yeah. I'll show When Eagles Dare, you know? People are like, what are you doing? I'm going to watch When Eagles Dare.
When Eagles Dare. Oh, you have to watch that movie anytime.
Watch Godzilla.
Yes.
We made a giant monster because we nuked people.
There you go. King Kong represents what's best about kaijus, so I watched that. The original, the OG kaiju. Yeah, I like to watch movies, like, themes, like, around, you know. Like, you
and
know.
In St. Patrick's, I always do The Quiet Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Man.
I'm going to rewatch Roots. I wonder what, like, you got me thinking about that, Anita. I have not seen that since I was
since
a kid.
Since we were kids.
But yeah. I have scenes in it that are seared into my brain.
Yeah.
The Toby Kunta Kinte scene.
Yeah. Like,
that's a big one.
Yeah. There's more. There's so many. I seriously remember being a little kid. I remember the living room, what our living room looked like. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, that is seared into my brain as much as Star Wars is seared into my head. Like, I have that, an image of watching that. Because it was just like, I didn't watch TV with my parents. I didn't watch what they watched. I mean, unless
but
it was
you
like
all had to sit down
unless it was like Gilligan's Island or something.
Yeah, like what, one TV?
Yeah,
one TV. We all had to watch. The
so
same
I would
thing.
Just go in my room and play. You know, my dad would. I'd go in my room, but I remember watching that with my mom and dad.
That's good.
Yeah, what a great little show we did, guys. We put together a nice little show. We chose one.
Woo!
Fight the power.
Do you guys have any recommendations? You want anything? You guys are.
Think.
You guys have anything you want to recommend to the kids right now? Books, movies, TV?
Spider-Verse is on Netflix right now.
What is it? Oh, Into the Spider-Verse? That was my...
Oh, it is? On Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great movie. One of my...
I already watched it like three times.
Probably my favorite Spider-Man movie. One of my favorite movies of last year. Great score. If you listen to the score, that's great. It's a good one. Great acting. You haven't seen it, Anita?
I haven't seen it.
Anita.
Oh, my goodness.
Anita.
This girl needs to be schooled.
Usually when I go to the movies, I have to go by myself because I could just never like get
Why
someone to go with me. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, but for me to be able to go, I have to go by myself. And then sometimes I'm just like, I could just stay home.
Yeah, Anita, go. I don't want to.
It's on Netflix now, so I'm going to watch it.
I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't want to spoil it for you.
But, I've listened to the podcast the whole time.
Miles Morales, black and Latino. Blow it up. Like, that to me, when I saw that, honestly, like, I got so excited because they show him just walking through Brooklyn on the way to school and he's speaking Spanish and he's just like, I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. Like, and again, not drawing attention to it, just like you and I would slip into like Spanglish, just like walking on his way to school. And I was like, that's the way it needs to be. Like, it doesn't need to be pointed out. It doesn't need to be, you don't need to, like, shoot off guns and go, look, we got these mixed race. It's like, he just is. And he's just living his life and being a teenage kid, and this is his life, and that's it. And I was like, oh, man, that got me, like, I was like, I already love this movie. And then they just nailed the whole Spider-Man. And then as a middle-aged guy, middle-aged Peter Parker, that is my life. I used to be somebody. Now I'm fat. I was always fat. I'm not going to lie, guys. I liked it. Check it out. Okay, so Spider-Verse. Great recommendation. Anita, you have anything you want to recommend?
No.
Nothing?
No. I'm like in the middle of binge watching NCIS right now, so I'm not really doing
it. Oh, my God. You come over and hang out with my father-in-law. That's his show, man. You got to hang out with that guy. He can tell you everybody on that show.
Oh. The Mabby. I love it.
Did you watch Great Escape with us on the Digital Movie Club?
Mm-mm.
You didn't watch it? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Good movie.
Because Ducky on NCIS, I think it's Ducky on NCIS. Do you know that Ducky wrote the song that was used as the basis for the next episode?
No.
You know the next episode by Dre?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name. Is it Dave McCallum?
Don't look at me.
Let me see. Yeah, I think it's the song is called is it The Edge? Yeah, Dave McCallum. So yeah, Dave McCallum, who plays Ducky on NCIS, wrote, let's see if I can find it here. Without an ad. Yep, there's an ad. Sons of Biscuits.
Which one's Ducky in NCIS?
The one that's the mortician.
He's the old guy.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a musician too.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's Ducky from NCIS. There you go. How about that? Yeah.
That's a good fact.
Ready? Yeah, it's like a jazz tune. There you go. Yeah, getting into it.
It's very James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
With that flute.
Rigor mortis is not set in. Just, I don't know.
That's cool.
That's something Ducky would say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, Dave McCallum was. He was on The Man from U.N.C.L.E., the TV show in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like also this musician on the side.
I
like,
had
yeah.
no idea.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
There you go. There's a little trivia for you about Ducky. And Mark Harmon was a quarterback for UCLA.
Yes, he was.
It's like his old man. Yeah, there you go.
You guys are just full of fun facts.
Mark Harmon's greatest movie? Summer School.
Summer School. Yeah. It was Christy Alley.
Watch
Summer
it.
School?
Great movie.
It's a great 80s dumb comedy. We're actually going to cover it. We'll cover it on the Digital Movie Club.
Yeah.
Raul, do you have anything to recommend aside from Galaxy's Edge?
Recommend? Not necessarily. I finally finished Deadwood.
Great. Right?
I haven't gotten to the movie.
I got to watch. Yeah.
I got the series.
Did you love Al Swearengen, like the greatest character?
Yeah.
You're going to hear so much swearing.
It took a while, though. It really did.
It's a slow burn, but it gets...
That first season, I just couldn't get into it. But
it took me like 3 or 4 times to restart it and mm-hmm. then get into it. But it picks up.
Yeah, it did. Finally, by the
end. And the characters are all great.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you... Quick question. Where did mm-hmm. you get to sit in Galaxy's Edge? And when you fought... When you flew the Falcon.
I did the pilot the first time, which was a lot of fun.
Did you left or right?
I was right pilot, yeah, so I got to do a hyperdrive.
Oh, that's the best!
Yeah. They already told me where to sit, so I was like, all right, cool.
You actually get to do things?
Yeah, it's interactive.
Oh,
so
cool.
Not only are you watching and sitting and feeling it, but you actually have to do things. Yeah. The other 3 times, though...
You bumped the score down for your...
Yeah. Yeah, my other 3 times, I was the engineer. All I had to do was push buttons and hook things in, but the drivers were kids, and they couldn't drive for shit. They were bumping and banging. I was trying to fix everything, but they kept messing up. It was hilarious.
Yeah, you have to fix stuff if you run
into... Oh, that's annoying. I would have been pissed.
It was a little bit, but you know, they're kids. They're trying to enjoy it, too.
My wife went back, and she said that the lady who was piloting just had it all the way to one side, so you couldn't see anything. She just kept flying to the left.
Kept banging into things then, I would think.
What if you don't fix it? Do you blow up?
No, you don't blow up, but it lowers your score.
You know, yeah, and not only that, on the 3rd time that one, you go through a scenario, and at the end you see the same thing at the end. Well, the kids messed up on my last one so much that when you go back to where you're supposed to, all of a sudden something changed because we didn't do the things that we were supposed to.
Oh.
And it got to a little, like some other different scenes where we had to fight some other people. So it kind of made it sound like, okay, the gunners didn't get to do what they got to do because the kids messed up in the front. So that very end of it,
nice.
They let them make up for whatever they didn't get to do.
Oh, cool.
So they're smart. Nice. They did a great job with that whole thing.
I think I was telling Nicole, the first time we went on, we got, because I didn't know what I was doing piloting. What threw me off is, you know how you have the white border around the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon? Well, when the explosions go off, it turns red. It looks like an arrow. So it looks like it's telling you to go like that way. So I was like, oh, I'm going to follow this arrow. I kept steering into stuff. And then the second time I rode, I was like, oh, it's just the reflection.
Right.
So I did much better. And then the second time, we actually got 2 instead of 1 of the stuff you're supposed to get.
Right.
So that does change.
It does, yeah.
So ride it. It's an awesome ride. It's really fun.
Is Star Tours still open?
Yes.
Yeah, are they going to leave it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why they don't move it over there, I don't know.
Probably logistically it's too difficult.
They have plenty of room.
Expensive.
And then you just reopen Adventure Theater Space.
You're not going to get many people who are going to go into that. We would because we grew up and you know with that.
What was that ride on top where it's like people a motorcycle? Mover.
Okay. The Rocket Rods was
it was originally People Mover and then they changed it.
I missed that ride. I remember that ride a little bit when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know why they got rid of that though, right?
The transmissions kept breaking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard some kid got on the door got hurt.
On Rocket Rods?
No, on People Mover.
No, it was just a slow ride.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there was the kid that climbed off over into the Tron Tunnel and he got smushed.
Yeah.
But that was like years before.
Well, there you
most
go.
Most of the bad stuff that happens at Disneyland is because people get out of the rides.
Yep.
Because people are stupid.
We got to get on.
That's right. I know. There's a big don't do for a reason.
Guys, we got to get on Adventure Through Inner Space. It's the best ride in the whole park.
You've never been in.
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Is this vehicle actually shrinking?
Oh, God.
Let's do it. You guys want to ride it? We're going to ride it right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, thank you so much for doing this. Are you guys excited?
On YouTube, I've done that before.
We're gonna do it right now, guys. I've missed you, and I want you to know that you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
These guys are always on thin ice constantly. Justine brings in a certain demographic, so I can't get rid of Justine.
You got like the same person, Jake and Patrick. You just gotta get rid of one.
Yeah.
You guys are cruel.
Eduardo knows what I'm up against. They're interchangeable. It's like us. They're interchangeable. All right, guys. We will talk to you soon. And I don't know how to end it. Well, thanks for joining us for this bonus episode. I appreciate you guys coming in for an hour early. And you guys are going to stick around. Anita's actually going to guest on the regular show. But Raul and Eduardo, please stick around. And you guys can maybe share a mic and throw a...
Very curious to know how you guys...
Yeah.
Look at some of those movies.
They were bad. Okay. So for Eduardo, for Anita, for Raul, we will say this transmission ends now. And fight the power. And that's it, guys. So happy 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
For centuries, man had but his own two eyes to explore the wonders of his world. Then he invented the microscope, a mighty eye, and discovered the fantastic universe beyond the limits of his own meager sight. Now your adventure through inner space has begun. Through Monsanto's mighty microscope, you will travel into the incredible universe found within a tiny fragment of a snowflake.
This podcast
I am the first person to make this fabulous journey. Suspended in the timelessness of inner space,
this podcast does not support Monsanto or its subsidiary.
They will be our only source of contact once you have passed beyond the limits of normal
magnification.